This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake-Up Call, a podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and maximize their potential for life. My sister-in-law, Lisa Suriano, called me the other morning. She had a funny story. She had walked into her son's room, Cooper, to make sure Cooper was ready and awake for the day. She said, "Good morning, Cooper. I love you." And Cooper, who was 15 years old, said, "Would you quit throwing things at me?" His mother was surprised and said, "Throwing things at you? What do you mean, throwing things at you?" And Cooper said, "Words. You're throwing words at me." Lisa told me, "Now that's something like you would say." Lisa knows how I emphasize the importance of words. Cooper was teasing, of course, but think a moment about what he said. When you speak to people, you're throwing something at them. And the words you throw at people can be either positive or negative, hurtful or helpful, encouraging or discouraging. Your words either build up or tear people down. My four-year-old grandson, Eli, loves for me to throw a football or a baseball or a basketball at him. I mean, this kid loves to play ball with me. But he wouldn't like it if I threw a brick or a baseball bat at him, would he? Yet that's exactly what we do when we throw negative words at people, and we don't even realize it. We can do irreparable damage to people with our words. And the tragedy is the people we often hurt the most are the ones closest to us, our family and friends. We throw harmful things at them when we say negative, hurtful words. Suppose I said to Eli, if he, say, dropped the ball I threw at him, "What's wrong with you? Why can't you catch it? Don't be a loser." Then I would have just taught him that failure is losing. And he'll have that image in his mind. He'll be thinking, "Don't try. You might fail and be a loser. I don't want to disappoint Pop-Pop." You see how that has the potential to crush his spirit? We recognize that when it's in a four-year-old. But for some reason, we have much less trouble saying hurtful words to adults. "Can't you get it right?" we say. "What's wrong with you?" "You're a joke." It's like we walk into a room and throw bricks or rocks at people. And I'm not saying there's no room for correction in our vocabulary, but there's a right way and a wrong way to go about it. Never let your words harm someone so that those words inhibit a person's ability to reach their potential in Jesus Christ. Paul said it like this in Ephesians 4:29, "No foul language is to come from your mouth, but only what is good for building up someone in need, so that it gives grace to those who hear." The Greek word that Paul used, translated foul, is a word that can be used to say rotten or putrid in that language. In fact, in Matthew 13:48, it describes bad fish. Well, they were rotten or putrid fish. Have you ever smelled bad fish? It's not pleasant. The word also was used to describe fruit or vegetables that had gone bad. You know the picture that comes to my mind? Someone standing up for a performance and they're trying their best and the people don't like them and they start throwing rotten fruit and vegetables at them. Well, that's exactly what we do when we say negative, hurtful things to people. We're throwing rotten fruit, vegetables, or smelly fish at them. See what I mean? But all of us have done it. We've all said the wrong things and we regret it. So maybe you need to circle back around to someone and say something like, "I've said some harmful things to you that aren't true. I'm sorry for that. Would you please forgive me?" And then determine to say positive things. Start by checking your own heart. Jesus said the words we speak are actually the overflow of our hearts. What kind of fruit's coming from your heart? Is it rotten or beautiful? Maybe that's why the proverb said this about words: "A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in a setting of silver." After you examine your heart, live in each moment. Think before you speak. Imagine with each word you speak, you're throwing that at those people or that person. And in reality, you are. You're throwing words at them. Most everything I've said that I've regretted were words I spoke without taking time to think about what I was saying and then being disciplined not to say it. You see, it can have a negative impact on people. Well, chances are you've been the victim of someone else's bad and harmful words. Maybe it was a parent or a teacher, a coach or a friend. choose to believe what God says about you. He believes in you and loves you and thinks the best of you. Put all those negative, poisonous words behind you. If someone's told you you can't, God says you can. I like what Joyce Meyer said. She said, I believe miracles come in cans. Our belief that we can do whatever we need to do through Christ, who is our strength. That's pretty good. Receive the good, my friend. Reject the bad. Speak the good. Make people glad. And join me next week. And in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be.